The spoken word. Trust us, we invented electricity.
You never know, I could be on the endangered species list.
Oldies but goodies.
Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program featuring classic radio programming from what is often referred to as the golden age of radio, the 1930s through the mid-50s, and we sneak in a few of the latecomers as well, programs produced in the 60s through the 80s. My name is John Lovering, and it is indeed my pleasure to welcome you to this podcast. I've been restoring antique radios and collecting radio programs for about 30 years now, and now that I am retired, I can share my passion for old-time radio programming with you. The goal here is to keep alive the amazing radio programming that traversed the airwaves and was the first form of media to bring live performances and news into the homes of individuals all over the world. On this track, comedy. When it comes to visual and vocal comedic talent, there wasn't anyone better than Red Bernard Skelton. His daddy was a circus clown who died before Red was born. Red began a career as a circus clown, worked in vaudeville, Broadway, radio from 1937 to 1951, and television from 1951 to 70, one of the top 10 highest-rated TV shows for 17 of the 19 years. And he also did a few films. Red Skelton was inducted and served in the Army during World War II, and he said he was the only star that went in as a private and came out as a private. During sketches, he oftentimes would break up laughing or cause his guest stars to laugh, not only on live broadcasts, but the tape programs as well. He was a man who was known to be very insecure. He had difficulty reading and often had the scripts read to him. He could be very difficult to work with because he was a total perfectionist in his craft, and he expected the same from his co-workers and crew. And he had a great deal of tragedy in his life. His son Richard was diagnosed with leukemia in 1957, and at that time it was a virtual death sentence for a child. After his son died, Red was unable to perform for the 1957-58 television season. He created some unforgettable characters such as Freddy the Freeloader, Cauliflower McPug, Clem Cadill Hopper, The Mean Widow Kid, Sheriff Deadeye, Willie Lump Lump, and San Fernando Red. Red Skelton was inducted into the International Clown Hall of Fame in 1989 and the Radio Hall of Fame in 1994, and he ended every one of his television programs over the 19 years on the air with "Good night and may God bless." I could go on, but time does not allow, so here from March 25, 1947, is the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, the David Forrester Orchestra, singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and announcer Rod O'Connor, and featuring a skit entitled "Careless Driving."
It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of our early cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks to Radio Mirror for that wonderful write-up, and to Walter Winchell. He had me tonight, too. That was good.
Well, Red, what's news?
Huh?
What's news?
Oh, I got a letter about that whoosh. Guy says, whoosh, she'd cut it out. No kidding, a guy was driving home the other night, almost wrecked his car. He said he was listening to the program, and he thought all four tires blew out of the car. You know, Mr. Raleigh gets mad when I kid like this. Last week I got a telegram from him in Louisville, you know.
Well, was it anything serious?
Serious. The Western Union boy that delivered the message brought along an extra cap in case I wanted to go to work.
Well, you don't have to worry, Red.
No, I don't have to worry.
Your I Dude It game is getting to be a new national pastime.
Yeah, the game will help me out.
I must get one for my little boy, Ricky.
Yeah.
What do they sell the games for, Red?
What do they sell the games for?
That's what I ask, yes.
Well, I don't know, Mr. O'Connor. Maybe it's because they make more money that way.
That's a brilliant question, isn't it, huh?
Red, speaking of games, didn't we have a wonderful time at the ice hockey game last week?
Yeah, I get a big kick out of that. Sitting up in the stand, watching those fellas knock each other all over that ice. Boy, that's for me.
You mean you'd like to play?
No, sit up in the stand and watch them.
Well, those ice hockey players are really rough, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just California drivers on ice skates. Hey, you know what? A good California pedestrian could walk right through a hockey game and never look up from his racing form.
Well, you know, it's strange to see an ice hockey game in Hollywood. I wonder where they get all that ice.
Yes, it would. Would you mind repeating that question again? I'm dying to win a box of Snickers.
Yes, I'll repeat, but I repeat one time and one time only.
Hey, you know, I get a kick out of that guy on the radio. He says, I will say this one time and one time only. Ma says to Paul, how do you all? And y'all says to Paul, ho, 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 ho. Then he says, I'm sorry, I'm afraid you'll find it was Ma says to Paul, ho, ho, ho. But give that man a box of retread bubble gum and let him blow out. You know, those quiz masters, they're always so kind, you know. They sound so, you can put it down, we're not going to read it anyway. Quizmasters, they always sound so kind. They say, oh, I'm so sorry. And down deep in their heart, they're saying, oh, you stupid bum. Well, if you only knew what goes on in this business.
Well, I wonder where they get all that ice.
Well, we're going back to that again, huh? Well, now, I know this is an imposition, but would you build that joke up again, please?
I wonder where they find all the ice in California to play hockey.
They just don't light the smudge pots for a couple of days. Well, maybe Florida will take those posters down of me that says, wanted, dead or alive.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new, modern Rolly 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tar.
Smokers, follow the lead of Hedy Lamarr, star of the new film, Dishonored Lady. Smoke the new, moisturized Rolly 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis sings, I can't help loving that man of mine.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. And when he comes back, that day is fine.
helter-skelter scrapbook of satire. We're not good, boy. We're loud. Chapter 1, Careless Driving.
Shut up. I'm driving this thing, if you don't mind.
Well, then, get out of the back seat.
Yeah. Hey, we must be getting into town. The pedestrians are getting a little trickier here.
Oh, Willie, watch out. There's a roadblock in the middle of the road.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Yes, there is.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Oh, yes, there is.
No. How can you be so stupid?
Stupid?
Yeah.
Willie, don't you love me?
Sure, I love you. I think you're the most beautiful woman in the world. And I bet you hate me for saying that, don't you?
Oh, why should I hate you?
You told me one time that you couldn't stand a liar.
Certainly have changed. Yeah. When you first started courting me, you always used to bring me flowers.
Yeah, because I thought you were dead. I...
Yes. There's a car pulling out in front of you.
A road horn! A California road horn! I'll beat that road horn! Yeah, I sliced a little bacon off of it.
Yourself that way?
Well, you don't have to look so happy about it, you know.
Hear that?
Yeah. The police is coming.
Okay, pull over.
Now, I think there's going to be a little trouble, so keep your big nose out of this.
Well, my nose isn't so big.
Oh, no? How come you have to part it in the middle to see your face, huh?
Good evening, friends. Good. Didn't you see us signaling you at that intersection back there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I might say that you're the only thing I missed all night.
Have you any idea how fast you were driving, Bug?
Well, my speedometer reads zero. That's after it goes all the way around.
You're going 85. Yeah. I don't think you even know how to drive.
Oh, yes, I do.
You know where the brake is?
Yeah, I know where the brake is.
Where is it?
In the repair shop.
Look, don't you realize you're endangering your life speeding in a knocked-out jalopy like this?
Yeah, but I'm going to get me a new one, you know. I'm going to send in one of them limericks. My favorite brunette will be old and gray before Bob Hope gives me a Chevrolet.
What is this?
This is a 46 model I'm driving. It's right on the registration card there. 1846.
I suppose you have an alibi for being in such a hurry.
Yes, I have, officer. I'm hurrying home, but I'm a very sick man. This world ain't long for me.
You're sick, eh? Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Haven't been able to breathe for a month.
Oh, come now. How can you live without breathing?
I don't know. Got a lot of willpower, I guess.
Let me see your driver's license.
Right there it is.
Wait a second. This isn't a driver's license. That's a dog license.
I also drive a Greyhound bus.
How come you don't have a driver's license?
Because they don't give them for driving on the sidewalk, that's why.
Only a jerk could drive on the sidewalk.
Well, now you know.
Hey, what's your name?
Puddin' Tame. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. Tattooed right there on my forehead, you ought to know.
Oh.
No.
Willie Lumplin.
Willie Lumplin, your name. Willie Lumplin. Here on my driving permit there.
Say, it says here, not valid unless wearing glasses. Where's the glasses?
Every time I put them on the license, they fall off.
You're supposed to wear them, dope. Now, let's see here.
I didn't get it at rehearsal, boy.
Say, your face looks awfully wrinkled in this picture of you.
That's not my picture. That's my thumbprint.
On top of speeding, do you realize you were weaving all over the street?
Yeah.
And you didn't have your lights on?
Yeah.
And he has no license plate.
And no registration card?
I'm practically a pedestrian, ain't I?
Does this car belong to you?
Yep. Three more payments and I drive it in the daytime. Four more payments and I'm only 2 years behind.
I'll have to give you a ticket for speeding. And here's another for going through a stoplight. Another for making a left turn without a signal.
You may run into somebody else.
And another ticket for arguing with an officer.
Well, you just give me those tickets and I'll show you what I'm going to do with them. There, delinquent. I ain't going to help you pick them up, either.
Willie, now you'll be arrested and thrown in jail, and with this drive on, you'll get 5 days.
Don't go giving them ideas, will
you? Officer, what are you going to do with him?
I'd like to punch him.
You and who else?
Just me, myself, and I.
Oh, ganging up on me, huh?
You know, it's a good thing I'm an officer.
Yeah?
For 2 cents, I'd punch you in the nose.
Oh, you would. I got 2 cents. Here. Now, I dare you to punch me in the nose.
Oh, pipe down.
Go ahead, punch me. I dare you. Go ahead. I double dare you.
Oh, you do it.
Well, don't I get a receipt?
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Smoke this new, modern, moisturized Rowley 903. See for yourself that it's far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new. All-new. You blend. New freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Test certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government. Prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all new Rowley 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rowley Cigarette Orchestra play Mamselle.
Thank you. Chapter 2, The Cat of Distinction.
Ding-a-dong, a kick, friend, a pocket for your life. Now I know where Grandpa got his blood-shot eyes.
Where have you been?
I went over across the street to visit Mr. and Mrs. Richard Thorpe. You know, they just moved in across the street there.
What did they think of you?
They're going to move out.
What do you mean?
Well, they told me to come in and make myself at home. Oh, some people never learn, do they? That was the wrong thing to say. Boy, that place is a mess.
Why, Junior, you didn't do that. You're kidding me.
You keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. You wait till you get a bill from them, old boy. Say, what you doing up here in the alley, though?
Oh, I'm just straightening up. Oh? Cleaning out some of the old junk.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, can I have this big black book?
Oh, that's my old picture album. Oh, I haven't looked through it in years.
Oh, let's look through it then.
Look at all these old faded snapshots.
Oh, ain't they nice? Oh, who's this pretty little girl?
Oh, that's me, when I was 18.
Boy, you were some chick, weren't you, huh? Mm,
Junior, that's what I get for letting you listen to Dennis Day.
Yeah. Now, I picked this up on my own. He had nothing to do with it. Boy, you sure had not a hair in them days, didn't you, Grandma? Mm-hmm. Look, I bet you had to climb on a stepladder to comb it, didn't you? Oh,
that wasn't all real hair.
No?
Every woman wears rolls in her hair.
Oh, really?
They're imitation hair rolls, yes, sir. And they're called rats.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, Sue?
Yes.
You got rats in your hair?
Yes.
Get away! Get away!
Get away! Get away! Get away!
Why, ain't you going to say bless me with a what?
Oh,
no? Yeah. And you, boy, what a family I got, boy. My grandma's got rats in her hair, and my grandpa's got bats in the belfry. Yeah, no, don't you hit me. Hey, who's this guy here with a handlebar mustache and a bicycle body?
Who? Oh, that's your grandfather when he was courting me.
Oh?
This picture was taken long, long ago.
Oh, he sure looked different. Mm-hmm. Standing there all by himself, nobody holding him up.
Enough.
Now, oh, hey, who's this funny-looking fella? Look at them buck teeth on him. Boy, he looked like he swallowed a piano and is trying to spit out the keys. Boy, them some choppers, ain't they?
Now, that's no way to talk about your Uncle Jim Hawkins.
Yeah?
He was well-known all over the country.
He was, huh?
Yes.
What's he wearing that striped suit for? He looked like a zebra, don't he?
Stop asking questions.
Why? What's the matter? He's got a zebra suit on. He must have been awful busy. Look, he's got his telephone number on his chest.
Now, look at me.
Yes?
You must never mention your Uncle Jim to anyone.
A jailbird, huh? Hey, look at this picture. Look. Grandpa out in front of a saloon. Look.
I'll look later.
You better look now. From the expression on his face, I think he's going to go back in any minute.
Oh, you're just too smart for a child your size.
Oh, no. No, don't hit me. What you trying to do, shorten me?
You hit me, yes? You didn't hurt me, no. You didn't hurt me.
Well, if I didn't hurt you, why are you crying?
Well, I don't want you to think I don't appreciate your effort.
Come on. Get away from that trunk.
No, I'll close the lid for you, huh?
Junior, be careful.
Right.
You might get your fingers caught in that trunk, and then it won't lock.
Yes. You sure does love me, don't you, huh?
Oh, go on downstairs.
Okay, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm sliding down the banisters.
Junior, what happened?
You know that statue with no arms on her?
Yes.
She got legs and a head to match now.
Junior, why do you do things like that?
Because I got nothing to occupy me with a delinquent life, that's why. Juvenile jury tries to help me with my problems, but I just had so many, you know.
Well, goodness. I've got work to do, so go out.
Hey, Grandma, yes. If I had a camera, I could take some pictures and have my own album like you got. You still got a nice camera, but you never take pictures of me, you know.
Why, we've got lots of pictures of you.
Yeah?
Look, here's a picture taken 2 days after you were born.
Huh?
That's your father arguing with the doctor in the background.
Yeah. Hey, did you get a picture of the stork that brought me?
Yes, and we turned it over to the FBI.
Yeah. I know one picture you don't have no more, boy. That thing of me on that bare rug. You don't have that thing no more.
Did you tear it up?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
goodness, that was so embarrassing, you know. I had nothing on but me handcuffs and a smile.
Look, Junior, will you please go out and play?
Can I take some pictures?
Oh, yes, no. Dear. Here's my old box camera.
Oh, boy.
You can play like you're taking pictures with that. Yes. It's broken, but what he doesn't know won't hurt it.
I know who broke it. And what she doesn't know won't hurt me either. You know? I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to take swing with you. Swing with you. Taking pictures. Swing with you. Uh-oh. There's Mr. Gene Fowler, the man next door. I'm going to go over to...
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. Get to work in your garden now, will you?
Well, why are you carrying that box camera?
Not going to take some pictures. Would you like for me to take you pictures?
Oh, I'd be flattered. Where do you want me to stand?
Well, stand right over there now. Over there. Now, I look through this thing and focus you in there now. Now, back up just a little bit more. A little more, a little more. Look at me. Don't look in the back of you. Just keep backing up there.
Well, I don't want to get too close to the fish pond.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. Just back up one more step or two.
Well, how's this?
Now, me good self says let him stay there. But me bad self says one more step should do it. Well, I'll think it over after I get this picture here.
Junior, I'm waiting.
In a second, you'll be waiting. Just back up a couple of more steps now.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. What's behind that bush?
Where? I don't know. Oh, it's a cat.
Good heavens, a polecat.
Polecat? Maybe Admiral Byrd brought him back. Kitty. Come on, kitty. Boy, what a pretty cat you is, boy. You got... Oh, boy, look at that silver streak down his back. That's rare. That's rare. That is. Boy, I'm going to take you... What kind of cat is you? Here, you better get down. Now, get over there, will you? Don't get too close to me, will you? I'm going to make you the feature album. What do you think, you know? Boy, he's spoiled, he is. He won't keep till morning, you know? Stand over there. Wait a bit. Look, if you're going to park there, shut off your motor, will you? I'll talk to Claude Jarman about you. He already knows some of us. Look, I'm going to give you a bath, boy. I can't stand you no more.
Junior.
Here I am, no more.
What have you got? Junior! Come down! What? Get him out of here!
Well, okay, get going. Go home, cat. Look at him go. He's trying to get away from himself, I guess. I wonder if he ever heard of Chanel number 5. Boy, he's gone, but that smell's still here. Woo! Well, that polecat forgot something, I think.
Junior, you come here to me.
Okay.
No, get away.
But Nemo, what do you hold your nose running from me for? Nemo, open the door and let me in, Nemo. Nemo, doll, please open the door. Your widow Stinker is waiting.
We hope you like our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh's. And remember, America's a pretty nice country. You better start taking care of it.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Today has been Greek Independence Day. Remember, folks, the Greek War Relief is worthy of your support. Ronald Williamson invites you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought
to NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.